You were born to do important things. Someone made you into the man you are today. And someone had high hopes for you. Hopefully parents, maybe teachers, an important figure in your life. They watched you turn into the man you were born to be and knew that someday you'd be a member of society, an employee, a husband, maybe a father. That you'd be important, that you'd be talented, and you are. But they would have never dreamed what I have dreamed up for you. You're somebody's son, but you're my cock toy. You're a good member of society, but you were made to be used to make me feel good right now. Down to your very DNA. Every cell in your body dividing, repairing you, just so you can do this for me. Every particle and mechanism in you, making you the perfect biological tool for my body to use. Not just on that level, right? Life has taught you so much. It's built you from the ground up, brick by brick, experience by experience. You've learned so much day to day, gathering knowledge, observations. And now you're here. All the important skills you've gained have made you the unique fuck that you are. You might be important to the world, but in here, to me, your mind is steering a sex doll, imbued with ideal sexual programming. For me, you're a dildo, right? Or does fuck machine sound less vulgar? That sounds nicer, right? I mean, you are gonna be moving for me, so. Fuck machine. Being my industrial boy. My fucking automaton. Turning you into a literal fucking factory. Does, your face for my pussy sound efficient? Synergistic? And I mean, I'd be hydraulic on your cock. Moving up and down on it. Oiled with saliva and pre-cum. Imagine that for me. Imagine that. You're such a good boy. Not like you're a good boy for them. Because you are. You're a good boy out there and you're doing so, so well. I'm really proud of you in that respect. But we aren't talking about the person you mask as all agonizing day long while you're waiting to come home and stroke it to be who you actually are. Who you are when no one sees you. Look at you taking such good care of yourself. Listening to an erotic self-care audio. You never strangle it too hard when you're with me, right? Death grip? No. You're stroking it really nice for me. Slower. Do it slower. Make it look really nice for yourself. And imagine how you'd make it look nice for me. put on a show. I want you to make it shine with your pre-comb and spit before you watch it beg for a hand on it. Squirm it for me. Hands free. Feel how good it feels to have a cock. Must be nice. Because it's all you can think about. How good it feels to bury it in something hot and wet and pulsing. And it's pulsing, huh? You're doing so good. When I finally let you leave from underneath me, when you finally return to being the good member of society that you normally are, no one will ever know how good you are at that. At that. Look at you stroke it. Stroke it. They'll never know how good you stroke it. They'll never know, just like you don't know when you're talking about your nerdy stuff in the moment of the day that you're furthest from thinking about your cock. You will never know quite what I'm thinking about doing to you. Even when we act it all out. And when you return to being a good man, none of those people will ever understand how they perfected you into my perfect cock. Attached to the perfect person to use it on me. Keep it hard and stroke it. Stroke it. Even if you have to be a little light on it, because it's so sore. Just stroke it for me to remind me of how good you are at coming for me. You have to practice for me. For the moment I'm finally ready for it. Ready to live up to your full potential? Are you ready to come for me so your body can get straight to work making some more? It's so good at that, huh? Making more and more and more. How many girls could we fill with how much your body makes? You ever wonder that? So, let's clear that right up. Get your machinery back to work, making more cum. You should come. So we can get you making more cum for me. Come for me. Come for me. There you go. There you go. Be a good boy and stroke it out. Stroke it out and come for me. Very, very, very good work. You know no one else can take care of me like you can, right? So take good care of my sex toy, okay?